They growled a response and went on digging. For some time, there was no noise but the grating sound of the spades discharging their freight of mold and gravel. It was very monotonous. Finally, a spade struck upon the coffin with a dull, woody accent, and within another minute or two, the men had hoisted it out on the ground. They prized off the lid with their shovels, got out the body, and dumped it rudely on the ground. The moon drifted from behind the clouds and exposed the pallid face. The barrel was got ready and the corpse placed on it, covered with a blanket and bound to its place with the rope. Potter took out a large spring knife and cut off the dangling end of the rope, and then said,
"Now the cussed thing's ready, Sawbones, and you'll just out with another five, or here she stays."
"That's the duck," said Injun Joe.
"Look here, what does this mean?" said the doctor. "You required your pay in advance, and I paid you."
"Yes, and you done more than that," said Injun Joe, approaching the doctor, who was now standing. 5 years ago, you drove me away from your father's kitchen one night when I come to ask for something to eat, and you said I weren't there for any good. And when I swore I'd get even with you if it took 100 years, your father had me jailed for a vagrant. Did you think I'd forget? The Injun blood ain't in me for nothing. And now I've got you, and you got to settle, you know."
He was threatening the doctor with his fist in his face by this time. The doctor struck out suddenly and stretched the ruffian on the ground. Potter dropped his knife and exclaimed,
"Here now, don't you strike my pard."
And the next moment he had grappled with the doctor, and the two were struggling with might and main, trampling the grass and tearing the ground with their heels. Injun Joe sprang to his feet, his eyes flaming with passion, snatched up Potter's knife, and went creeping, cat-like, and stooping round and round about the combatants, seeking an opportunity. All at once the doctor flung himself free, seized the heavy headboard of Williams's grave, and felled Potter to the earth with it. And in the same instant the half-breed saw his chance and drove the knife to the hilt in the young man's breast. He reeled and fell partly upon Potter, flooding him with his blood. And in the same moment the clouds blotted out the dreadful spectacle, and the two frightened boys went speeding away in the dark. Presently, when the moon emerged again, Injun Joe was standing over the two forms, contemplating them. The doctor murmured inarticulately, gave a long gasp or two, and was still. The half-breed muttered,
"That score is settled, damn you."